USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia's war in the Ukraine rages on, the Kremlin has asked the Chinese government for military equipment and other assistance to support the invasion. American officials said there were indications that Russia's military was getting short on weaponry and that the United States was preparing to warn its allies that Beijing may be prepared to help Moscow. Iran claimed responsibility Sunday for a multiple missile attack that hit near the U.S. consulate complex in northern Iraqi city of Erbil, saying it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed two members of its Revolutionary Guard last week. No injuries were reported in Sunday's attack. President Barack Obama announced Sunday afternoon that he has tested positive for COVID-19 and is feeling fine other than a scratchy throat.
The winner is William Hurt.
Actor William Hurt died Sunday at his home in Portland, Oregon at the age of 71. His credits include The Big Chill, Broadcast News, and Kiss of the Spider Woman, USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Speaking in South Carolina over the weekend, President Trump is slamming President Biden and his administration as disastrous and a train wreck.
Under Joe Biden, America is neither feared nor respected. There has never been a time where our country has been treated the way it is right now. Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world. Never been a time like it.
The former president in Florence, South Carolina, Saturday. A series of shootings targeting homeless men in New York City and Washington, D.C. were carried out by the same suspect, according to police officials. Five shootings have left two men dead, taking place over a nine-day period this month. The mayors of both cities issued a joint statement Sunday night, saying a cold-blooded killer is on the loose. The first shooting happened on March 3rd. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The American sanctions against Russia for their brutal invasion of Ukraine has been countered by Chinese banks. Florida's Republican Congressman Mike Waltz on Fox News says the United States needs to do more for President Zelensky, including jets for his defense.
Yeah, I don't think Putin has ever been serious about negotiations. At this point, his grip on power depends on victory here. I do think Zelensky has made somewhat of a concession in saying he's rethinking NATO, but that's not enough for Putin. He wants at least the Black Sea, Kyiv, a change in government, and the eastern part of Ukraine at a minimum, and he is all in. What we need to be doing is to quit dithering and wringing our hands, provide him the MiGs, provide him the S-300 Russian air defense systems, and provide him a lot more arms than what we're doing. We've been slow walking it, and it's just not enough of what we're giving the Ukrainians. And if they can bog Russia down into a quagmire, meanwhile their economy is collapsing. We need to help the Ukrainians fight for themselves, not push them into the old saying of he's going to die on his feet rather than survive on his knees. And I think that's a heroic approach that we absolutely should support.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady is coming out of retirement and will play next year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.